You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The America's Cup racing has concluded yesterday with Team New Zealand beating Italy's Luna Rossa and successfully defended the America's Cup. So, on behalf of the news team, congratulations to Team New Zealand. But did businesses stand at the Auckland Harbour Front perform like the team on the water? And joining me now to talk about this is Heart of the City's Chief Executive, Viv Begg. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How are businesses during this America's Cup?
Well, there's been a great buzz around, particularly around the waterfront area. We've had people of all ages crowding in to the area, and we've had Aucklanders and people from around the country visiting. So it's been great, and obviously it's not the economic picture we initially anticipated, but it's still been a really great week for our hospitality and accommodation and retailers in that area.
Right. Speaking on that, do you have any numbers on how much businesses in the CBD has made from both the Product Cup and throughout all the way to the America's Cup races?
I've got the America's Cup. We've only got raw data that we got through yesterday, but for the week ending Sunday, which bearing in mind had 4.5 days at level two, which is obviously does affect spending, but we were at 95% of the spend this time last year. So that's actually overall a positive result, considering 4.5 days was at level two. So we've certainly seen a spike in spending and the strongest level of spending since this time last year.
We saw local spectators filling the fire ducts for the past couple of days to watch the final days of the racing. Is it enough to offset the damages caused by earlier lockdowns or even match potential spending from potential foreign tourists?
Oh, absolutely not. No, there's been a major hit from the loss of international spending and also people working from home through when the alert levels are higher. So we certainly are not able to recoup that. It's really a spike in spending that benefits the businesses in that area, which is very welcome, but it certainly can't take away from the significant challenges of the last year and, in fact, the two recent level three periods in quick succession. So, no, I think there's been a definite positive upturn in spend through the event, but certainly can't compensate for what's been lost.
Right, but judging, you said earlier that you estimate there's about 95% of revenue from same time last year.
Yeah.
Is that better than expected, given that there have been two successive lockdowns?
Well, in this environment, it's quite hard to anticipate exactly what will happen. We do know that every time we come back into level one, people love to come out again. So we do see spending go back up again. It doesn't compensate for the loss, but certainly we've still got a significant gap every day with the loss of international spending. But we do see spending going back up in level one. So I think what we've seen here is Aucklanders and people from around the country coming to enjoy a great event, and that's been a great shot in the arm for businesses in that area. And I think it's been great for the city, and it's been, you know, a positive experience. And it really highlights the benefits of events as great attractors to the city.
You said it's a great shot in the arm for the economy. Do you reckon it is enough to kickstart the CBD economy after what happened in 2020?
Oh, I think we've got a lot of work to do. I think the overall hit to spending is about $500 million. So that's not able to be recovered per se. What we need to do is certainly things like the Australian bubble is significant for many of our businesses. The return of our workers back to the city centre is very important. And, you know, the vaccine program and businesses having the ability to plan and have a strong sense of what lies ahead in the next period. All of those things are very important to get the economy going again. But I think it's been a pleasure to see so many people here and so many businesses being able to reap some benefits from the event.
Winky, I'll catch up on the potential Trans-Tasman bubble in a minute. But going back on the race itself, because there aren't many foreign tourists coming into the country to watch the races. The businesses down at the viaduct have to change how they operate to fit local crowds rather than international sailing fans?
Well, I think what they've had to do a lot of is move with the alerts. For example, that move from level 2 to level 1 within half an hour on Friday was very challenging for many of them. But that would have been the same whether it was international or domestic visitors. It's how they're operating their businesses in these environments. I think the thing with the international spending is it's generally higher and there would have been more people. But I think in this environment, given what's happening around the world, I think for us to have an event like this that people were able to enjoy in the way they could is pretty amazing. So I think overall that's been positive, but we just haven't had the volumes. And the lack of the international spending, even though we've had some good domestic spending over summer, and it's been great to see people from around the country here, it doesn't in any way compensate for the loss of international spending, even when we're back at level one.
Does Heart of the City have any plans for the rest of the year?
Absolutely. So we're very focused on other events, so events like Restaurant Month and activities that bring people back in. So, for example, we've got the Auckland Arts Festival and a number of other events that have been on, back in level one, so promoting things that's on. We're obviously working with other some of the needs, such as the Australian bubble, will be very important for a number of our businesses I mentioned earlier. So it's about promoting what's on. We've got a great offering that there's a lot to enjoy. We've got a number of the roadworks around the downtown area are coming to an end, and that's going to be great because we've got that area there right by all the transport, the ferries and the trains and the buses, and a beautiful area there. So we're really actively promoting the great shopping, dining events that we have here, beautiful new hotels and a very established network of accommodation providers. So there's a lot to be promoting, and we will be continuing to do that and working with others to make sure we try and keep up the buoyancy as we go into autumn and winter, because obviously that's a quieter time traditionally. And we want to make the most of these opportunities for people to come and enjoy the city centre.
Right, but now there's talk after 3 years, there's talk of moving the America's Cup offshore. What do you think of this prospect?
Oh, I think that would be very disappointing. I think we've got the infrastructure now. We can see how important it is. I think the coverage, we might not have had the international visitors, but I think the coverage of our city and our country internationally would have been priceless. So I think the opportunity to have that event here, you can see how Kiwis get in behind it, how popular it is as an event. I think it would be very disappointing not to be able to leverage the investment in the infrastructure and really build on all the opportunities, that come through our marine and boat building sector, the technology that goes into these creating the boats and things for an event like this. I mean, there's a huge opportunity for us as a city and a country, and I think it would be very disappointing if the next event wasn't here.
Okay, now a quick question just regarding the Trans-Tasman bubble. Now, there are reports that a Trans-Tasman bubble might be set up by the end of April. What does that mean for businesses?
It means a lot, actually, because the year to February 2020, there were 2.7 international visitor arrivals in Auckland, and about 40% of them were from Australia. And in fact, in that same year to February last year, the Australian tourism spend was up 11% on the previous year, nearly $1 billion. And the reality is it's a significant opportunity. So we're very keen to see that Australian bubble. I know for many of our businesses it's very important. Everybody understands the importance of the safety, but a lot of work has gone into thinking through the processes required to ensure that. But I think for our accommodation, our attractions, our hospitality and retail, I think it would be great to just get those volumes up and see the Australian bubble in place.
Heart of the City's Chief Executive, Viv Beck, thank you very much for talking to me.
Pleasure. Nice.
Thank you. And that was And that was Heart of the City's chief executive, Viv Beck, talking to me about how business performed during the America's Cup racing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.